Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was just calling about this. I had received something in the mail in regards to a loan, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you happen to have the 16-digit code there?
Yeah, it's 2411-0301-0007-2692.
Okay, great. And what's the number that you're calling me from, just in case we get disconnected? I'll call you right back.
479-599-9321.
479-599-9321?
Right.
Okay. And here, let me try typing this in one more time. Didn't come up. It's a 2411-0301-0007-2629.
2692.
I'm sorry. And can I get your first name?
Richard.
Richard.
Last name's okay. H-E-R-R-E-R-A.
Okay. And what's the name of your business?
Richland Commercial Masonry Company Incorporated.
Perfect. So you guys are a corporation then, or how are you structured?
Right.
Corporation?
Yep.
Okay. Now, you guys still at 609 Sands Road in Cave Springs, Arkansas?
Yeah, our business, the physical address for the business is different, though.
Oh, the physical address. Okay. I can get that later. It's not important right now. Why don't you tell me a little bit kind of what you're looking for, I guess, Rich, and then we can kind of take it from there.
Just checking in to see what, what you guys are all about. And, as for the loans, I see something about, monthly, biweekly, weekly. Obviously, okay. That's taking a payment out or something.
Okay. Are we looking more towards equipment or capital?
I'm thinking it might be both, if not one or the other, yeah.
Okay. What type of, before equipment, what type of equipment are we looking at? Heavy machinery?
Probably. Huh?
Go ahead.
It's a 5K reach lift, basically a forklift priced about 45.
Okay. Is that new or used?
That one probably would be fairly new.
Okay. And then are you replacing or are you adding?
Adding.
Cool. So business is good?
Yep.
That's good. Okay. And then as far as capital goes, did you have a ballpark figure in mind of what you'd like to get?
At least $100,000.
Okay. And what are you going to be, what would you use the money for?
Just I guess it'd be just for business, creating more jobs,
okay,
allowing to bid on more jobs, do more jobs, working capital.
Okay. Allowing to bid on more jobs. What'd you guys do in sales last year?
We were at just over 2 million.
Okay. Now, what about this year? Are you guys trending the same?
Well, I take it back. Last year was 1.9. This year's over 2.5, I believe.
Okay. That's good. How long have you been in business for, Rich?
About at 9 years.
Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business?
Myself and I've got a partner.
Okay. Is the breakdown 50-50?
51-50 or
51-49. Do you have 51?
Yep.
Okay. So, partner. And do you have any current working capital loans out right now?
current working capital loans? No.
Yeah, no. Okay. Okay, so just kind of, you know, getting a little bit of the answers from you to kind of give you an idea of what we could possibly do for you. Equipment doesn't sound like it'll be a problem. With the equipment, I can get you that fork. I'm sorry?
Hang on one second. Let me grab my food, please.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, as far as the equipment goes, getting that forklift, it won't be an issue. Definitely we can put you, are you probably looking like a 5-year term for that?
On the
equipment
side?
Yeah,
that's
fine.
Yep.
Okay. It's definitely something we do. As far as the capital goes, kind of based off your sales, generally what I'm able to do is free up about 10% of what you're doing, of your top line revenue. So with you saying you're doing probably on track to do 2.5, I can get you around 250,000 in capital. Now you don't have to take the full amount, of course, but usually what I do is kind of try to get you the most approved, and then you can kind of base on what you could do with it, if it's worth it, and how long, you know, before you have to pay it back. Are you looking for something with the capital? How long before you'd like to pay that back?
Well, I mean, what is it? It'd be an unsecured loan, right?
It would be. So with that, it's a little bit more of a shorter term. We start off with in between anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Most of my customers kind of start off between 9 to 18 months. So if we got you an 18-month loan for $100,000, do you think that's something your business could handle?
Say that again?
If an 18-month loan, do you think it's something your business could handle, paying back in about 18 months?
How much?
$100,000 is what you were looking for, right? So
yeah.
If we did, let's see here, $100,000. 18. So without any type of payback, it would be close to $6,000 on that with just $100,000. Yeah, so we would probably be adding just a couple thousand more as for like interest or payback on that. We don't have an APR rate, so we don't tell you it's like a certain percentage. We come up with a total payback. So you borrow $100,000, you know you're paying $100,000 back to us. So every time you make a payment, it goes towards principal and your actual.
How much on $100,000? How much payback? What is that?
Well, usually it kind of depends on the term of the loan. So the longer the term, the more payback. The shorter the term, the less payback. It also depends on what you look like on paper. So without me really seeing your credit, your bank statements. It's kind of hard for me to give you a number because it fluctuates so much that I would be doing you a disservice if I just told you a number. You know, but I can tell you it does start off probably around 10 cents on the dollar for the payback.
Basically 10%.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's where it starts off at. But the good thing, okay, so with us, I would say about 40% of our business is we help construction companies, masonry companies like yourself. Because especially this time of the season, business is booming out there, and a lot of people are trying to get these jobs with the bids, and they need capital, right? Because the more capital you have, obviously, the more lucrative you look to somebody who can who wants to give you the job.
Right.
Right. So right now, that's just it's pretty crazy how many businesses. Construction in that field are really giving us a ring here and bringing on this capital. We work quickly, so I can probably even have this money to you by the end of the week. Is there how fast were you looking to bring this on?
I'm all right for now. I mean, I don't have to do it. I'm actually going on vacation this week, so.
Okay. Well, what we can do is if you get me the paperwork in, I can kind of get the process started since there's no huge rush, immediate rush. And basically, I can give you terms before you go on vacation. And then basically, you can decide after when you get back whether or not you want to move forward or not.
I mean, are you guys going to need bank statements and all this other shit?
Yeah, we would. It's really simple, though. We just need the short one-page application, 6 months of banks. And instead of you getting the bank statements, all you got to do is call your bank and tell them, like, hey, I need 6 months of my last bank statements. Can you email it to me? And they'll do that for you.
Well, they cost money to do that, but...
Just to send it to you?
Yeah. But what I was going to say is my accountant, she's got all of her bank statements.
I could work with her too.
Yeah.
I tell you what, let me send you. Go ahead.
She won't be back in the States until August 16th, so
won't be back till okay. Well, do you want to wait for her? It's up to you.
I think that might be the best. Yeah.
Okay. We could do that. I tell you what, what's a good email, Rich, so I can give you a call or shoot you an email kind of with the list of what I would need, and then we can kind of wait it out until she gets back and then kind of gather all that paperwork.
It's Richland 4 Masonry.
Richland, R-I-C-H-L-A-N-D. Richland, you said... Mason?
Number 4.
Oh, number 4.
Yep.
Masonry, Masonry.
Right. At AOL.com.
At AOL.com. Okay, great. Yeah, then I'll just follow up with...
What I would probably do is, more than anything, would probably start at a lower deal, like maybe $20,000. Just to kind of see what you guys are all about, how you guys function, and so forth.
Okay. Yeah, we actually, that's funny you say that. A lot of people do that. They'll take a smaller amount just to see how they like it. And then if it works out well, you can always renew when you're halfway into the loan, and we can get you some more money so you don't have to wait the full term. Or you can wait the full term, and then we can take it. Get you another renewal there afterwards.
Yep, I think that would be the best bet.
Okay. Now, as far as the equipment, how soon are you looking to bring on that forklift?
I'm not gonna mess with it for a couple weeks. I mean, I'm gonna go on vacation.
Cool. Where are you going?
Don't worry about. I don't know, man. I'm just going to go visit down south and then head east and wherever I end up.
Really? That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. I like that. You have any ideas of where at down south? Or?
Uh,
I don't know. We probably head south and then up towards Myrtle Beach or something.
Oh, okay. There you go. You just want to get away, huh? Just enjoy yourself.
Yep. Drive the motor home. Just going a little road trip.
There you go. Right on. That sounds like a good time, man. Well, when do you go on vacation? Next week?
I'm leaving actually today.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I'm leaving today, and I won't be back until around the 5th.
August 5th. Okay. I'll tell you what. I won't even send you an email or anything. I won't even... I'll let you enjoy your vacay, and when you get back on the 5th of August, I'll shoot you an email, just kind of as a follow-up.
Yeah, and then, email. I don't get my emails on my phone, so you can go ahead and shoot that, whatever you got.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, you can go ahead and shoot it on over, it's no big deal.
And then I'll just give you a call maybe on the 6th or so.
All right, that sounds good.
Okay. Your number is 479-599-9321.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to make sure I got it. And then richland4masonry@aol.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. You're probably driving right now, so you can't take down my number, but I'll put it in my email. I don't have my direct line, so... If you need to get a hold of me, if you have any questions, Rich, just feel free to reach out, and I'll answer any questions you might have.
All right.
Sound good. Do you have any other questions for me right now?
No, I don't mind making deals, but I don't want it to be a bullshit deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what it comes down to, Rich. We're going to be a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank, right, to be upfront with you. So, like, your typical Wells Fargo and your Bank of America's, they're not going to do what we're going to do. The difference between us and them is that ours is going to be unsecured, so that you're not attaching anything onto this loan. We're literally kind of trusting you and hoping that you pay us back, right? Whether we give you $100,000, it's literally you just sign as the guarantor saying, I'm going to pay this back. So the interest rate, or we don't have a rate, but the payback is higher than most because it is unsecured. It is a high-risk loan. So a lot of businesses work.
I mean, how much are you talking payback?
For what, a $50,000 loan?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's say, let me see what my last.
I can go to the bank and get $50,000 for 5%.
Is that with a line of credit? What is that?
Yeah, well, whatever I want.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I mean, I can't be, I'm tell you right now, I can't be 5%. There's no way. Yeah, ours, if you could get that, you know, from your line of credit through your bank, then, you know, I would use that first. You know, ours is going to be literally... You're not going to go through all the paperwork that you have to go through a bank. We literally need 3 sets of documents. We kind of review your statements, see how long you've been in business, check your credit, we'll give you an approval. And if you like it, we deposit the money in your bank account, and we start taking the payments out probably weekly from you. So, and what's cool about us is that we work fast. So if you need more money, in the middle of the in the middle of your renewal process, we can get it to you. You know, so a lot of businesses like working with us because we're not an actual, you know, huge nationwide bank. We do things a little differently. We don't ask questions. You know, you just kind of take the money, do whatever you need to do with it, and as long as you pay us back, we're good. You know, but if you just need $50,000 and you can get it from your bank with only 5%. You need to go through them. That is much better.
I usually pay them back in 30 days, so, you know.
Oh, you pay them back usually within 30 days. Okay. Yeah, ours would be, I mean, if you pay us back quickly, obviously, you're going to get a better rate, but most of my customers kind of stretch that out, you know, to around 18 months, to be honest with you, you know. So... It could just keep in mind the payback's gonna be higher than normal, you know. So, but the reason why is because it's unsecured. It doesn't even show up on your personal credit. This only goes on your business credit. You know, We're here to help people make money. If the numbers make sense, if I can get you the money of a 50 to 100,000 and you can take that and you can make 50 or 100,000 on off of that money, then it makes no sense for you not to do something like this. If you can't make money off of it, then yeah, this is a bad idea. You know, this is just going to hurt your business. So for us, the bottom line, it comes down, it just comes down to the bottom line if you're going to make money or if you're not.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well,
we'll be in touch.
So, yeah, man, sounds good. Thank you for your time.
No problem, Rich. Have a good vacay.
Hey, thanks.
All right.